January 3rd. Train up a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. So now the youngest child has gone. Each of my three left for good reasons: education, travel, career. But I am anxious. How will they fare without me? God, did you really intend for motherhood to be such a dead end? My future seems as empty as this house. I pause to pick a few dead leaves off the plants that decorate the dining room window, and notice the philodendron has bits of root peeking through the drainage hole of its clay pot. Just to have something to do, I carry it out to my work table in the kitchen. I tap the pot sharply on the edge of the table. The whole plant, roots tightly massed into a hard ball, slips into my hand. I gently place it on the table and reach for a hammer. Three quick blows shatter the small clay pot into shards. These I place in the bottom of a larger pot for drainage. Add a layer of fresh soil, center the philodendron, pressing the roots down firmly, adding more soil to cover, tamping it down to hold the plant securely. I think of my mother. She taught me how to transplant, showing me how the original pot, broken to bits, could serve as a foundation for the plant's new growth. I think of my children, and then I smile. Yes, they too are transplanted. The container that once held them so securely, our family life together, is broken now. But the fragments will always be the foundation for new growth. My children will flourish, I know. And so, thank God, will I. Lord, as we grow, help us to remember that our roots are secure in Thee.